Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal says Monday's deadly Russian drone and missile strikes hit critical infrastructure in three regions, cutting off electricity in hundreds of villages across the country. Death and destruction were especially noted in Ukraine's eastern area of Sumy, where regional authorities said at least a handful of people died and more were injured in Monday's attacks. The death toll could rise as many people were reportedly still beneath the rubble. But even Ukraine's capital Kyiv isn't safe. Panic broke out as residents woke up from the sound of Iranian-made so-called kamikaze drones in Kyiv. The drones are named after Japanese pilots carrying out suicide missions with their explosives-laden aircraft during World War II. It is the latest weapon Russia uses in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine, amid reports that it is running out of firing more expensive cruise missiles. Police were seen shooting at the drones, but it wasn't enough to prevent more death and destruction. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko confirmed that a young couple expecting their first child was among those killed in a residential drone attack. Klitschko, who called Russia a terrorist country, stressed that the killed woman was 6 months pregnant. He said the couple and another victim were discovered during search and rescue operations in a residential building in the center of Kyiv. A journalist reported seeing fragments of a drone used in the attack that bore the words "For Belgorod." The Russian border city of Belgorod has been hit several times since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Moscow blames Kyiv for the attacks. Two gunmen, who had volunteered to fight in Ukraine, killed 11 people on Saturday at a Russian military training camp in the Belgorod region. Mayor Klitschko said there were 4 strikes in Kyiv, although residents heard 5 or 6 explosions. He urged people to stay in air raid shelters. The mayor says the city authorities are expecting soon the arrival of air defense systems from the west to protect the capital from drone attacks. But for now, the drones make people realize that despite reported Ukrainian progress on the battlefields, the war is far from over. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.